You know, as an experience, I think that we all have, is that sometimes maybe with your own children, you want them to experience something, and then once they're usually afraid to experience it, they don't want to experience it, and then when you sort of really try to get them to experience it, they love it. They absolutely love it, and then you can't stop it. As a matter of fact, that you know, when you're with a kid, they always say more, 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 and they always want this more. You know, there's something within us that seeks the more. If you've watched Schindler's List, you have that scene at the end where Schindler was going through this little crisis because he could have saved more. He could have put more people on the list. You know, and it's like, you did a lot. You did a lot. No, I could have done more. If I had been more attentive, I would have done more. You know, and I think we kind of have that experience, I think, for us as faith people as well. You know, we have some people who experience God and they do a lot of good things. And yet, sometimes I'm always surprised when they come and they say, you know, I don't think I've done enough. I feel like I need to do more. I need to do something. The call to something. And I'm like, you know, you do a lot already. They say, yeah, but there's something within me. And I think that's the seductive side, so to speak, of faith in God, is that when one experiences God, one is in the state of grace, there's always that desire. And so you have that with this young man. You know, it's clear he's a good person. He does all of these things. And he knows that he's not yet satisfied in faith, because this infinite God is going to call him to much, much more than he could ever realize, and then experience more than he could ever realize as well. And that's why when once he had heard what Jesus said in terms of saying, well, the rich man, you want more, this is the next step. He's like, oh, I get goes away sad, because I was like, that was kind of the threshold that he could take, you know, because he had come to deal with the more is going to be put God first, and your love of your possessions are going to be challenged. And I think that's the part that's always hard for us, is that we have this desire for more. And then when I say, well, you know, one of the things is going to be, I think you really need to study, we need to get into the Bible, and read the Bible. And then you can see that, I'm not sure really I can do that. I don't have time for that. But you have this calling for more. This is what more is. And it's like, well, before you're willing to do that, we have to deal with our own kind of love for things of this world, and myself, kind of love of these purifications that need to happen inside in order to reach that more. And I think that's always a challenge when that's what you see this poor young man doing, is that he knows that, comes to realize with the help of Jesus, if he is going to grow in the ways of perfection, if he is going to travel along the holy life, then those things that he's in love with now or that he has an attachment to are going to be challenged. And that's true for all of us. And that happens all the time. And you can watch it where people, you know, they've reached their threshold of, I really, really want more, but I don't want that price in order to receive that more. And a challenge for us to constantly release that if we want the fullness of what God has waiting for his people in terms of experiencing.